Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, everyone. Thank you so much for tuning in today to the Sasha Marino Show. Today is Monday. It is 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 12 noon Pacific Time. And today is the segment with That's the Movie with Robert Alfonso Hidalgo. So, hey, bro, how are you?
Oh, hey.
How's it going?
Good, good. How's it going with you?
It's all right. Happy Easter.
Oh, yeah, happy Easter.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, yeah, what's going on? What's hot? What's not?
Well, first I want to talk about, I remember a while ago how Quentin Tarantino, his script got leaked and he got angry, that movie he was working on called The Hateful Eight. And he said he didn't want to film the movie at all or anything. Well, apparently now he's actually going to go and film the movie.
Well, maybe he got backed up. Like,
yeah.
Okay.
I guess he just, like, I don't know, stopped eating crap. Because, like, everyone's scripts get leaked all the time. What does he care?
Yeah.
It's not going to stop the movie. I haven't read the script. I'm sure tons of people, you can't even find the script online. Like, if nobody would have not said anything, nobody would have found it. Because the only reason somebody found out about the script, I mean, the only reason we all found out about the script was because somebody posted a news article about it. But it didn't even contain the script. It just said it. To me, it sounds a bit more like it was just trying to get some hype for this movie.
Okay.
It sounds a bit like they just wanted hype. They're trying to hype everything up, but whatever. I'm excited for it. It's Quentin Tarantino, and yeah. Can't wait to see that. Next bit is about Spider-Man. It's not really news at all, sort of, but it's the producers, they were talking about a potential Marvel movie crossover, like Spider-Man and the Avengers and stuff, but they said they're doubtful about it. They usually say something like Avi Arad, who's been a producer for these superhero movies for years, since the first original Spider-Man movie. He had been producing all these superhero movies. And, well, anyways, he said that a few years ago he said that anything's possible, but now he seems to be like he's trying to say that it's not possible, at least not for a while, because he says there's so much you can tell with Spider-Man. There's so much story still you can tell, and that he's like his own superhero. He's unique. He's not an Avenger, and he's not an X-Men. He's just his own. But I don't know. I really would have liked to see Spider-Man in the Avengers 2. Or in any Avengers, really. I would have liked to see him in any of them. But it looks like we're not going to see it for a while. Probably not until they're done with the spin-off movies. Because he says the only reason they do this is when they really have nothing left to say. When they run out of ideas, then they'll probably start considering something like this. So if anybody's hoping for that, it's not going to happen, at least not for a while. And now this is about the Fantastic Four. The writer, Simon Kinberg, said this is going to be kind of like a coming-of-age story. Like, they're not going to be in high school, the characters, you know, from the Fantastic Four, but they're going to be, like, a little bit older, but not really adults yet. They haven't really gotten used to the world. So they're saying it's kind of like an origin story. And essentially what he's just trying to say is that this is going to be based on a Fantastic Four from the Ultimate Universe. In the Ultimate Universe, the Fantastic Four are all teenagers when they start, when they get their powers. They're all kids. The Human Torch is 16. He's still in high school. No, he wasn't. He was in high school, but I think he was as old as Peter Parker. Peter Parker was like 15 or 14 when he started. in the Ultimate Universe, at least. So that's what it's going to be. Okay, so that's why the whole cast is so young, because they're trying to make it just like the Ultimate Universe. And now, Bioshock. Bioshock is this video game that came out a few years ago. They had just come out with a third installment in the series earlier this year. No, not this year, last year. And it was pretty good. In my opinion, I got really bored of the game quickly. The only thing that was good was made me want to play was just the story. But the first game, Bioshock, was just awesome. And a few years ago, the movie was apparently in the works, and Gore Verbinski, who had directed the Pirates of the Caribbean movies, was going to direct and write this movie. I don't know if he was going to write it. I think he was just directing it. And the thing is, Bioshock is an M-rated game, and it's very mature and dark and violent. So the movie was going to be R-rated. Mm-hmm. And Universal was a movie where the people behind it. And Universal didn't really want to they didn't want to risk an R-rated movie, because they had recently just tried Watchmen, and Watchmen was rated R, and it did terrible at the box office, and they lost a lot of money. But now with this movie, they didn't want to do it, so it really got shelved, and now it's gone. But recently, Sony had just registered three new website domains, Bioshock, the movie, you know, a bunch of Bioshock movie website domains. So this is meaning that if they're registering that means that they're getting ready to announce they're going to film the movie's in the works, because that's what happened with The Last of Us. The Last of Us, the video game, they registered a bunch of movie things months before, and then as time passed, they announced that they were working on The Last of Us, the movie. So it looks like this is the same thing that's going to happen with Bioshock. So it's most likely we'll get a confirmation a few months from now, maybe, when they've already started the script or something like that. So that'll be interesting. And Bioshock would be a great movie. Something we haven't seen on TV. I mean, on TV, on the big screen. So, yeah. Steven Spielberg, he's thinking of his next project. He's been, bouncing back and forth between projects for since Lincoln. He really doesn't know what he wants to do. First, he was going to do this movie called Robo Apocalypse, which is based on a book by Daniel H. Wilson, and it's like this, you know, sci-fi action movie. So it would have been cool, you know, to see Steven Spielberg doing that, something like Minority Report, but you know, Apocalypse. And then he was apparently going to do a true story movie, a drama called American Sniper, which was going to star Bradley Cooper, but then he left, and now Clint Eastwood is directing it. And then recently he had thought of remaking the West Side Story into a movie, a new movie and stuff. And it seems like that's just done, but apparently now it's back, and he might be doing Robo Apocalypse. But this is just him bouncing back and forth. And in my opinion, I think he should just do Robo Apocalypse, because it's written just how World War Z was written, the book, where it was this guy that was just it was just like a history of what happened. So it isn't exactly what's happening at the moment. It wasn't like World War Z the movie, how it was just them trying to solve everything and really stupidly done terrible movie, but it was actually just kind of like documented history. That's what it is. It's like a history book of what happened in the robot apocalypse. So yeah, I'd really like to see that movie done, and Steven Spielberg seems like a perfect choice. And no, Sasha, you know that Ryan Gosling was directing a film. I think I told you about that. Did I ever? I don't know.
No, anyways, well, I know a lot of these actors have been trying to do directorial debuts, and I remember that he was.
Yeah, he's been doing this since last year. It's called How to Catch a Monster. Yeah, the movie's called How to Catch a Monster, but the title just got changed, and it's, what is it? Something Lost
River.
That kind of
sounds,
what it is.
How to Catch a Monster kind of sounds like a child book. Sounds familiar.
Yeah, but no, nothing like that. It's not a kid's movie. It doesn't sound
like
it. No, I'm
saying it might have gotten confused.
Okay. Oh, I guess so, but probably would have had a pretty cool name. I liked it. I thought it was a pretty cool, caught my attention.
Is it about how to catch a monster?
I don't know. I really have no idea. There hasn't been much explained. There's going to be some sort of fantasy stuff. But anyways, it stars like Christina Hendricks, this kid from Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., Ian De... Don't even get me started. He's like this Scottish actor. He has a funny last name. But he's in Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And then who's his other one? Saoirse Ronan is going to star in it as well. And Matt Smith from Doctor who played the 11th Doctor, he's going to be in the movie too. They really haven't detailed if he's the antagonist or who's the protagonist of these movies, but it's just, been said already who's in it. And recently they just showed a behind-the-scenes picture of Ryan Gosling at the camera, and then now, what's it called, a still of the film. And the movie's supposed to be, I forgot how he explained it. I think Ryan Gosling explained it was going to be, okay, it's... He described it as an American fantasy neo-noir about a family who find themselves drawn into a surreal world, underworld. So it's going to be sort of fantasy. And the neo-noir thing, I think he's taking that from the director of Drive that he worked with in Only God Forgives, Nicholas Winding Refn, where it's going to be like this whole, that feel that the Drive gave you with the music and everything, that it felt all like some 1980s movie. Yeah, that's the whole feel. That's the whole feeling he wants to give the movie, where it's going to be, I'm assuming he's going to do that, but he's throwing fantasy in there at the same time. So we'll see how that goes. And hopefully he took a lot of notes from the director of Drive and stuff, because that guy is fantastic. So this will probably be good. And Matt Smith, he described it as a Lynchian quality to it, so it means he's saying that it's going to be really weird. There's going to be some really weird stuff to it. But, yeah, the movie's going to premiere at Cannes this year in May.
Okay.
But there's nothing about a U.S. release yet. There's not even a trailer yet. So if the movie's going to premiere already in May, then it means it's pretty much done. They're in post-production right now.
Alrighty.
And some surprising news that just literally came out of left field that I had no idea was even going to happen was this Fox is developing a Mrs. Doubtfire sequel with Robin Williams.
Oh, I'd seen that, and the main girl, she was like totally against doing it or whatever. I read this whole blog post of her. What's her name?
I'm pretty against doing it. Like, I don't really see it necessary.
Yeah.
I'm like,
oh,
wow.
Yeah, but she's like very, because I kind of look through her blog and kind of get a feel of what this girl, the girl we're talking about, by the way, ladies and gentlemen, is the one that did Matilda. And she totally rejected the offer. And I went through her blog, and she has a blog on Tumblr, I think, and that writes, questions, most commonly asked questions about her, like, oh, my God, what are you, yeah, I'm mostly known for Matilda and whatever, Doubtfire or whatever, and this and that. But she was very sarcastic, but not in a nice, funny way. She just, it kind of came off rude. If you're interested, I don't know the name of her blog now, but you can see her on Twitter, and she has everything there. But I don't know, I think she's kind of grown up to be one of those kind of child actors that kind of hated their star life, and now they're pretty much out of the limelight, out of everything, and I don't know. But,
yeah.
I said, she was totally against being part of the sequel.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't really think this is a good idea of a movie, though. Like, I think it's one of those movies that are just, it's like a classic movie you shouldn't make a sequel out of, just like E.T. Like, it's done. It's not supposed to be a franchise. E.T. ended in a good way. So did Mrs. Doubtfire. It's not really something you get a sequel from. And especially this long after.
Uh-huh. Oh, her name
I totally
Mara
agree
Wilson.
She's opposed to it. But yeah. Anyways.
I'll read her tweets if you want. She goes, for the record, no, I do not have anything to say, anything to do with Mrs. Doubtfire sequel, nor will I. I've been in some mediocre movies, but I've never been in a sequel, and I have no interest in being in one now. Sequels generally suck unless they were planned as part of a trilogy or series. I think Doubtfire ended where it needed to end. Also, it wouldn't be that much. And to, oh, because somebody tweeted her back with some sort of comment, and it says, why would you turn down a multi-million-dollar payday? You don't know how lucky you are. And her response was, it wouldn't be that much. And two, I have some standards. I think, okay, and close out her comment. She says, they haven't asked me to be in it, and I think it would be weird if they did. I don't act much, and I'm not a cute little kid anymore. So, yeah, she...
Well, it totally makes sense. Know. Like, maybe she sounds slightly pretentious here and there, but I can totally understand where she's coming from, though. It's, you know, bull crap. Why would you do that to that movie? It makes sense what she said at the beginning that sequels usually
kind of
suck unless it's something planned. And
this
sequel
is
just it's why it doesn't make any sense. It's stupid, and it's just Hollywood trying to make money.
Yeah. Do you have an idea? Have you searched there? When was this movie released? It's been more than
this
what,
movie was released like in
years?
The 90s, The movie made a lot of money. It made like I think half a billion dollars, and the budget was like point. I'm talking about worldwide.
Years.
Yeah, worldwide.
No, I'm
this, yeah, this oh the year, yeah, okay, yeah.
Worldwide,
this movie made like almost at least half a billion, and the budget was really low. I think it was like 20 million or 40 million, something like that. And, you know, that's one of the reasons they just like, oh, let's make a sequel now. Why the hell not? But, Jesus Christ.
Yeah, 20 years later.
So much other things Fox could be doing. Fox could be making a freaking Deadpool movie, but they want to make Mrs. Doubtfire 2. My God, somebody needs to slap them right in the back of the head. They really don't know what the hell they're doing over there.
It almost feels like if it's a desperate move, maybe from Robin Williams and whoever the hell the writer is, they're like, oh, I need to come back.
I highly doubt it's Robin Williams. Robin Williams is just probably going to be a part of it because he's like, no one else can do this because he knows it. Mm-hmm. If anybody else were to be playing Mrs. Doubtfire, it'd be really corny and stupid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'd be like, no, that's out of place. But I guess he does because he knows
that
anybody else would do
it's like
bad.
Saying... It's like what's this one movie what's his name? This comedian guy that does all these movies, the Fat Mama, Big Mama House, or whatever. Like saying somebody else
Martin Lawrence
and being the fat lady, you know. I mean, if somebody else even starts by doing that, it won't even be the same. It's lost its charm, its point in being a movie. But I mean, you know what, why are we even, like, burning our heads with this? We don't even have the money. We don't even work for the studio. Let them have a whatever movie. I'm not going to go see it, you know, but hey.
So anyways, remember how I was talking about Hans Zimmer? He didn't want to compose the music for Batman versus Superman.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he says he's going to return as a composer. I mean, no crap, that was going to happen, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to be the composer. So, yay, more good music from this guy.
Yeah.
And this was some news that they just dropped earlier this week that just everyone's, like, got so excited. They're like, what, really? Well, apparently in Amazing Spider-Man 2, there's going to be they're going to feature a post-credit scene at the end, and it's going to be an X-Men Days of Future Past scene. But apparently it has nothing to do. Everyone's like, oh, so this does this mean that there's going to be like a crossover between the X-Men and Spider-Man? No. This is a deal that Sony had made with Fox so they can keep Mark Webb to direct the third sequel, the third Amazing Spider-Man. So it's just like a little promo. It has nothing to do with Amazing Spider-Man 2. So if any of you guys see it, don't worry. It's not anything big. it's just a simple business deal. So yeah, again, we're not going to see this happening for years. Probably never, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But
yeah.
We'll see. Probably at least not when I'm probably maybe when I'm in middle age. That's probably what's going to happen. Something really quick I just want to mention was Matthew Vaughn, who directed Kick-Ass and X-Men First Class. Which this guy is freaking amazing, and Bryan Singer sucks. Oh, God, I forgot to mention something about Bryan Singer. I don't really like talking about stuff like this because it's just really stupid, but Bryan Singer is being accused for by a kid for molesting him, or raping him, one of those two. And Bryan Singer is the director of Days of Future Past, and I've never liked Bryan Singer. I just want to say it now. I've never liked him. He did direct The Usual Suspects, which was really one of my favorite movies of all time, but I don't like Bryan Singer. And the possibility of him being a pedophile makes it give, you know, it doesn't give me a good light on him anymore. I never really, I never liked what he did ever, but yeah, I have to deal with it. And yeah, I don't really like talking about stuff like this because this really has nothing to do with movies. It's just kind of gossip. Mm-hmm. But I just wanted to mention it really quick because I kind of had to. But anyways, Matthew Vaughn, he directed the Kick-Ass movie, the first one. And apparently he's going to direct another comic movie from the same writer of Kick-Ass, and it's called Superior. I don't really know what this comic is about, but it's sort of like a superhero, some superhero or something like that. It's, what I'm trying to read what it's about. Yeah, it's really freaking weird right now. Like, even speaking it right now would be really weird. Just imagine it on screen. But anyways, it's some sort of sci-fi thing. And there's some monkey, alien monkey that talk. Don't even get me started. It's just all over the place. But anyways, it's yeah, that's what's gonna happen. It's gonna happen, and he's gonna do it. And for me, anything Matthew Vaughn does is definitely something I want to see because this guy is just way too good. But yeah, okay. That about wraps up everything today.
Okay, sounds good. I mean, there was a lot of the superhero and gaming movies. I feel like. I almost feel like Hollywood's taking the easy way out. They're not creating new stories. They're using already, you know, made up ideas and things to portray them into big screens. I wonder if this how long this is going to carry out. And I would really like to start seeing some original movies again, and not all about already books or games that have already been, you know.
Guess, but I mean, the good thing about this is that. Sometimes there's things like this that really need to be on screen, and it's really cool, and it makes all the fans happy. They can see their favorite books or comic books made into movies. Because really, when one of your favorite comic books are made into a good movie, or one of your favorite books, that's like the best thing ever for a fan. But,
it is,
you know,
it is, but not every... No, I understand that, and that's great.
I understand where you're, yeah, but I understand where you're coming from with that whole thing with
exactly,
Hollywood
like
just
everyone,
taking an easy way out. But, I mean,
yeah,
Hollywood
I mean,
is not the way it used to be. They don't – their writers are just becoming more and more mediocre. You just
–
it's really bad, but hopefully
well, – and not all writers, though. Just, I guess the writers that have access to people with
most
power.
Writers,
I mean,
most of the writers on there are just terrible. And, like, the ones who really get famous are, like – all right, who's one I really want to mention was the one who wrote Prometheus and wrote and wrote a few of the Dark Knight movies. I never really liked them. And it turns out just every day he proves that he's more of a, I don't want to say this, but he's more of a douche every day. Just the things he does and the things he says. And when they were in the middle of writing Prometheus 2, he decided to scrap the script and leave the studio, and I mean leave the people he was working on for Prometheus 2 and not write the movie and then go work on some other crap. That's the way this guy
well,
is.
Well, we really, yeah, I guess.
And that's
we
how
really,
most
like,
most
we
of the big Hollywood
really
screenwriters are now.
Yeah,
we don't know what's going on behind it, but.
We really don't know what's going on in there. Like, they maybe tried him and be like, oh, like after, I don't know. It could be a million possibilities and a million stories from
yeah,
every
it's just, it's
point
not, it's
of view.
Not just that, but I mean, he's not really a great writer either.
Oh, yeah.
That's the
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, like, I don't like that. I mean, I didn't like those movies anyway to begin with. But yeah, so I guess, like you said, this wraps up our segment, and tell people where to find you.
Okay, you guys can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and Facebook at The Real Robert AH, and go to thesashamarinashow.com and go to topics and check that's the movie, and you can see the past reviews, and I think you can also see the past podcasts or something, can we, Sasha?
Yeah.
Yeah,
of course. You go to his column and you see his schedule, his podcast, and pretty much anything that has to do with Robert. Also, Robert, as we all know, he hosts for Positive Teen Talk Radio. Do you have any segments this week? Because I know it's like once a month, when's your next one?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, not yet.
Okay.
She hasn't, I haven't been contacted yet, but eventually, probably.
Okay. All right. Cool. So
yeah.
That's awesome. So make sure you check out our website. Make sure you download our app on Google Play or BlackBerry. Hopefully, I get it for you iPod users or iPhone users pretty soon. Thank you, bro. I appreciate it, and talk to you next week.
All right. Thank you. Bye-bye.